B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the main hero in the Rim Morning Show.
Yeah, yesterday after the show, we took off and went to the Renaissance Festival, which is happening now through the end of November. And we're going to be out there on November 9th from 3 to 5 if you want to start making plans for that. People were asking after we posted on socials if we were going to be out there this weekend. We won't. We'll be out there on November 9th. But yesterday was a special day, and it was way bigger than I ever thought it was going to be. I mean, I got the vibe there was going to be students.
Well, it was a day for students evidently from all over.
Every school district.
School district. I thought it was just going to be CMS, so I thought it was like 200 kids.
I did, too. I thought it was going to be like organized, not field days, field trips.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that, but it was also like kids there with their parents that were homeschooled and like different organizations, too.
Yeah, yeah. And so it was an anti-bullying message from the Manny Roy and Lorenz show. We went down to the jousting area at the Renaissance Festival. And if you've never been, you've got to go check it out. There's good food, tons of entertainment. It's worth the price of admission. Very well run, by the way. We went down to the jousting pit.
Just about.
And we got to speak to about 2,000 students, and we gave them the message of anti-bullying, about, you know, if you see something, say something, and don't be concerned about being snitchy. It's one of the things that you read about a lot. It's like, I saw something, but I didn't want to snitch.
Yeah, just be kind, man. Let's stop it.
And be kind to each other. That was important, too. The other thing that was really important was producer Nicole found out that the animals at the Renaissance Festival are being properly cared for. They have acres to roam, these horses that the knights ride. And boy, Nicole,
I was so amused, because when you saw the horses, you were shocked. And I was like, what do you think jousting is? You think it's just a bunch of dudes running towards each other with a stick?
Maybe they should try it.
It's not authentic.
But they're like so well taken care of that they even have, the horses have companion horses. I mean.
Nicole walked away happy.
Do you think that they just called them companion horses while we were there? Meanwhile, it's just another horse. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think so. There's a good group of pictures at the MRL show on our Instagram. You can go check them out there. But we all got to pet the horses and see them, and it was a lot of fun. Well,
So Nicole connected with this horse. I mean, connected. I went up there to see if I could get the connection. No, the horse barely looked at me in the eye. Didn't care at all about Biggins over here. Like, they were staring into Nicole's eyes, rubbing up on her. Yes. And then on top of all that, when we're leaving, Nicole slams on the brake. When we're leaving the Renaissance Festival, Nicole slams on the brake, and she's like, you see that? And I'm looking around. I'm trying to see what. She found a stray dog.
Oh, really?
That's
why we were stopped for.
Yeah.
Did you save him?
I left.
Yeah.
I drove right around you, too, because I thought you were, like, trying to pull out in front of each other and, like, keep each other from going.
So apparently, like, it had a little bandana on, so I thought that it got away, but it was a one of the participants' dogs.
Oh, yeah, they live up there.
Yeah, who was going to pee.
Good, okay. All right, so anyway, thanks for having us out there, CMS. We love you guys and all the school districts. You know, we do a lot of work with CMS, but every school district, the message is the same. Be kind to each other, like Roy said, and if you see something, say something. The MRL show is
That's the whole security thing.
You keep messing stand up that up.
It's stand up and speak out.
No, not for me. If you see something, say something.
That goes for terrorism, too, y'all.
That's fine. That's fine. You can stand up and speak out. That's the name of our campaign. But I like see something, say something. It flows better. Nah.
Still to come.
See something, say something flows better.
One requires you to stand. The other one doesn't.
Right.
To be honest with you, maybe I'm more woke. Maybe people can't stand because they have physical disabilities.
Okay.
And this way, if you see something and say something, everybody's involved. I'm all inclusive.
Go to break.
That's so stupid.
You guys, something really creepy happened overnight. A bunch of birds crashed into an uptown building.
What?
Yeah, we'll explain coming up in under 10 minutes. You got to hear this.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, we are the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Lorraine, I saw when I woke up this morning and I checked my social media that you had retweeted something about birds running into a building uptown.
Yeah, I guess like hundreds of birds somehow ran into the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and they were like half of them were dead all over the sidewalk. And then they had to euthanize the other half because they were so badly injured.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No. It looked like a scene out of Alfred Hitchcock. Like, it was crazy. And I'm like, it's right around Halloween. Like, that makes me nervous.
Yeah, Fox 46 posted the article on Twitter, and it says a woman took video of it where she could be heard saying, "Oh my God, look at all of them." In the video, the woman who recorded it spoke with a woman who works at the building, and the woman who was working inside the building said that the birds have been slamming into the building for about an hour. There's something wrong with them all. This is not okay.
I feel like this is how every, like, end-of-the-world apocalyptic movie starts, right? Like, the birds start taking themselves out because they have, like, that sixth sense.
What's happening?
I don't know, but scientists, you know, they'll talk to somebody. Some bird expert or somebody will come up with a reason why. In fact, CMPD was called, and they began cleaning up the birds, so...
I'm just saying, I'm watching other cities today, because if this starts happening around the U.S., I'm going into a bunker.
Take me with you, please.
Okay.
All right, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
There was an A-list celebrity who joined the gram last night and literally broke the internet. Wait until you hear how many followers she has now. If you want to find out who it is, stay with me. 2 minutes in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So the A-list celebrity that joined Instagram last night and literally broke the internet is Jennifer Aniston. She got 7 million followers in 24 hours.
And I'd like to say I followed her when she only had 80,000.
Well, an Instagram spokesperson had to release a statement saying that we're aware that some people are having problems and issues following Jen's page. It's just the volume is incredible and we are fixing it. Fortunately, things are up and running now. And the 50-year-old, like I said, has 7 million followers in 24 hours. Her first post got over 8.5 million likes. That's crazy.
By the way, picture of her and all the friends.
Yeah, I was going to say that her very first post was her, and it was like a friends reunion.
Cool.
The Chrisleys are suing the state for their tax evasion charges now. You may remember that their state charges got dropped last week, but they'll still have to deal with federal. But now they're saying that they were unjustly and specifically targeted by the director and that their rights were violated as innocent citizens, and they're suing now for that. Miley Cyrus and her new boyfriend, Cody Simpson, you know, my favorite couple on the planet. Miley, anyway, she released a little snippet of Cody's new song called Golden Thing. Now, this just, again...
But he's paying her, right?
No, it all just seems so fake to me.
Radiant hand, vibrant sand, I'm shy. It's a golden thing she's got.
I mean, Cody's got a good voice, there's
I know,
no doubt, but...
It's not bad. I don't know. He's social climbing, in my opinion, but that's your dirty.
Okay, so a new study says customers will not put up with this. Now, I want you to start thinking about, like, wait, what's your line as well? What would you not put up with? We'll explain more coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show, and we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Did you go somewhere only once because the service was bad? Like, did you go there and you never went back?
Oof. The customer service would have to be really bad for me to only give it one shot.
Really?
Yeah, I would think.
It's easy for the rich.
Yeah. I'm a one and doneer. Like, there's too many places for me to try and go. If I've had a bad experience, I typically won't go back.
Okay.
And that's not really the norm. You're actually very in the minority.
Really?
Not a lot of people are like you. According to a new survey, Americans will typically forgive a retailer up to 3 mistakes before they decide to never go back. And on average, people have sworn off at least 4 places due to poor customer service. So there's at least 4 places for some people that they'll never go back to because of customer service. How many for you?
Honestly, I really only have 2.
Really?
Yeah.
2 strikes and you're out.
And by the way, one of them has begged her to come back and was oh, we'll take care of you. We want to make sure you have a good experience.
And listen, I'm not saying I'll never go back there. I will give them another try. I just like I said, there's just so many options out there that now it's not the first place that I think of to go, you know?
Amanda went to a new place that opened, a new food place that opened up near us, and we were excited to try it. They had like a, you know, big mailer that it was coming out. And so all of a sudden, she came home with the food, and I said, how was it? She goes, I walked in, and they were very unorganized. Like, nobody greeted me. I was just standing there. Finally, I said, hey, can I make an order? Now, granted, it was the first week.
But, you know, I had this something similar when I went to that Coliseum V or 5. It's that new arcade place with the self-serving beer.
Okay.
And, like, when I got there, the beer tap machine was down. The credit card machine was down. It was a cash-only operation. It's a credit card only operation, but the credit cards are down, so you couldn't buy any alcohol from the liquor bar.
Yeah,
and then you couldn't do anything. I was like, you literally, it's just like a building.
So did you leave?
I did, and they were so upset, and I'm like, you probably shouldn't have opened.
Right. And are you going to go back? Give it another shot?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
See, but it's not going to be at the top of your mind now. Like, you're going to want to go try something else before you are going to want to go back to somewhere that was just like meh.
Yeah,
Nicole. What about you? How many chances do you give a place before you're like, I'm not going back?
You know, I don't think that I actually have ever been to a place where it was that bad where I would never go back. I don't think I've ever had that experience before.
Pretty chill.
But I'm also like a creature of habit. So once I find a good place, I'll go and go and go, and I'll make excuses for like, oh, okay, like the waiter's not really attentive today.
Yeah.
Like, and I'll just make an excuse for him.
There used to be a place around here in South End. It's actually gone now, but we stopped going there because we realized we went there 5 times, and like 3 out of the 5 times, all of a sudden our debit cards got compromised.
Yeah. And then because I actually enjoyed the food, I went back and specifically paid for cash, and the same waitress stole cash from me. She didn't give me my whole change back. I'm like, this place is a racket, man.
But the iced tea is so good.
See, and like for me, there was nothing like crazy standout about that place for me to ever go back on my own without you guys, because you guys are always the ones that would want to go.
Right.
She's so wrong. It's such a good restaurant.
It was.
It's just okay.
It's gone now, along with everything else in South End that's just being wiped out and new stuff's coming in. But yeah. You know, the other thing that sucks too is, a producer Nicole brought it up, is when you start going to a place and you fall in love with it. You love the food, you love the service, you get to know people. Then all of a sudden, it's that dreaded thing where you go there and it's not open when it normally is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it opens up a week later under new management, and it sucks.
Yeah, it's different.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Yeah. That's like, you may or may not know this. There's a place called Ed's Tavern, and for like 2 weeks, it was bourbon and burgers. That lasted for 2 weeks. And then now there's a new Ed Tavern sign right back outside.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show.
They shot a lot of Homeland there. That show Homeland at Ed's Tavern, yeah.
They did.
803 said, I went to a restaurant in Lake Wylie with my 9-year-old daughter, and I was the only person at a table, and other than a man at the bar. And the service was just awful. With 2 people in the restaurant, the service was awful. That's just an F. All right, you guys can keep that coming. DM us at the MRL show, or you can text us and let us know about your over-unders on how long you stay at a place before the customer service chases you away. Hey, up next, though, we got to talk about this. There's a video. Did you see this? The 9-year-old is using Alexa to get, quote-unquote, help with his homework. And it got me thinking about the time I was in college. And my friend and I used a very creative way, Loren, to get help during tests. We'll tell you about how we got help during these tests coming up in 6 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
You know what? I'm so frustrated because we got this new... They had to upgrade Windows 7 to Windows 10 in our studio. They had to do it.
Right, except for it's on a computer that's much older than...
Every single thing that we worked on yesterday and saved was now deleted, and it's just taking twice as long to get everything done.
I know. It's just new technology slows down older computers.
Oh, my gosh. All right. And anyway, so, yes, it is the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. We deal with the same issues at our work that you deal with at your work, so just so you know. But this one mom in England caught her son using Alexa to help him, Lorenz and Roy, not cheating. His helping sounds better, to help him get through his math homework. Listen to this.
Alexa, 8 multiplied by 4.
8 times 4 is 32.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So smart.
6 multiplied by 6.
6 times 6 is 36.
What is going on here?
That's the mom catching him and filming him.
No, that is not how you do homework.
Alexa, 4 multiplied by 4. 4 times 4 is 16.
So he's using his Alexa. And back in like 1994, 95, there was no Alexa when I was in college. And there was something, Roy, called a pager.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend had like the iPhone of pagers. He had this pager where you called a 1-800 number and then you gave the operator who answered a PIN number. And then that PIN number would coordinate with the person's pager.
Okay.
And it was a digital pager. So you could call her and she would go, "Hi, thanks for calling, Verizon paging. Who would you like to page? PIN number?" You give them the PIN number and then you go, "What would you like to say?" And you say, "Tell Doug to meet me at, you know, such and such a place at 8:30. Okay.
Wait, and that whole thing would come through on your pager?
On his pager, yeah. I didn't have that kind of money. But yes, on his pager.
Like, I have the janky pagers.
Would you just give the phone number?
Numbers would come through and that was it.
It was like the size of an iPhone.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And he had like a little slide thing. And anyway, so then it would come through. It would say, "Hey," and you could tell the operator anything. So my buddy and I are sitting here. We're trying to study for like a test. And he goes, "You know what I normally do? I'll slide my little help notes into my pager, and then I'll slide it out, and the notes are right there. I can just pull it out during the test." And I go, "Dude, why don't I just call the operator and give her the answers, and then you just bring them up during the test?" And he goes, "Okay, because you can save the messages." So I call the operator, and it's like, you know, a history test or something. And the operator's like, "What's the PIN number?" I give the PIN number, and then she goes, "What's your message?" And I go, 1932, France, Hitler.
Yeah, this girl thinks it's some code for a government. Like she's helping some secret organization.
Pearl Harbor.
No way. She immediately knew. You probably still sounded like a kid.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, yeah. You're in college, you know. The Japanese take over Pearl Harbor. Can you type that? And she's like, "Okay." We go to the class. My friend's like, "Hey, my pager keeps going off. I'm checking it." And he gets the answers.
Yeah.
Pretty clever.
You know, math was never my subject. So I used to write formulas on my ankles, like under my socks, and then just itch my ankle during the test. So I had the formula. It wasn't that I had the answers to the test. I just needed the formulas.
Sure. We were getting a lot of text messages coming through.
Yeah, 802 said that they used to save the math formulas, too, in their calculators. Remember those big graphing calculators?
Yeah.
You could save notes in there. I was homeschooled by my stepdad, and I used to go downstairs in the middle of the night and take pictures of the test the night before.
Man, if I had an iPhone back when I was in school, I would cheat all the time.
The teachers must make them give their iPhones up or something during the test.
I'm sure you can't have anything out on your desk.
Yeah, the people are saying that they use their graphing calculators. And someone texted in, 704, said, "I wore a dress and wrote the answers all over my legs for a chemistry test."
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Is that your tattoo down there?
Let's see. Back in high school, I would tape everything on the back of the TI calculator. That's another. Uh-huh. Yep, that's what people are texting. So
You could take a one of those pencils, too, those little what were those pencils called that you'd press on the top?
Oh.
Like a pen, but the ink would come out. Yeah. The lead would come out.
I know what you're talking about.
You could write on the back of your calculator and it would come out so light that your teacher would never know the difference. Then you just erase them as you use the notes.
That's awesome. Do not cheat, kids. This is not cheating.
No.
This is all based off that boy who's using Alexa to help himself.
Terrible little boy.
That's all. Producer Nicole just jumped in our ear and said we need to say hi to Bree on line 6.
Hi, Bree. Bree, can you hear us?
Okay.
Hi, Bree. Welcome to the Man You're More in the Room Morning Show.
Hi.
Bree, producer Nicole just jumped into our ears during that segment and said that you have a dilemma. You're currently in a situation.
Yeah, I'm streaming you guys on the app from a coffee shop. And, so I just had to call you guys because I'm not sure what to do.
Okay. Okay, I like where this is going.
We like to help people. It's never good advice, but we like to help people. Well, all right, so you're at a coffee shop and there's some dilemma. Let's talk with Bree coming up after Drake and Hotline Bling. Don't go anywhere. It's Kiss 95.1.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Home of the Kiss Cash Code. One. No, we're not no longer home of the Kiss Cash. Gravediggers Ball tickets is what I'm trying to talk about.
That's right.
You have the Gravediggers Ball tickets coming up this show today, so make sure you're listening for your next chance to win those.
That'll be around 7:50, Roy.
Yes, with Diplo coming October 26th. Now, we had Bree on the phone.
Well, she's still here.
And you said there's a dilemma at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
So, Bree, you're streaming us on the app, listening to the MRL show, talking about cheating on tests. Oh, no, wait. I mean how you get help on a test.
I have some creative ways, but let's decide some point.
So what's going on?
So last Monday, I met this really cute guy at this coffee shop. And, you know, the line was kind of long, and we just started chatting, and we really hit it off. And before we left, he was like, we should hang out sometime. And I was like, okay. And so, you know, we both pulled out our calendars, and we're just both busy this next 2 weeks, like opposite days. But okay, we still just, like, couldn't get up, you know, get together for, like, dinner or anything. And so he was like, well, I mean, we could just come back here and get coffee. And I was like, I mean, I like coffee. I know where this place is.
Okay.
So what's the problem?
And so, right. And so he was like, let's just meet there at 6:30. And that way we have time to, like, talk, get to know each other. And then we both, like, work pretty close. And so then we could just leave and go to work, and it wouldn't be an issue.
Okay, well, how was it?
Yeah, how did it go?
Well, that would be, you know, a fun conversation to have if he ever showed up.
Oh, he stood you up.
It's, what, 7:06, almost 7:07?
Yeah.
And he's still not here.
Oh, no.
Now, we did tell Bree to move towards the back where it was a little more quiet, but you can peek and go look to see if he showed up.
I mean, how long?
No.
How long are you going to wait there for? Like, at some point, people have to go to work. Like,
I don't have his phone number. I don't have his social media. I just have his first name. Can't even, like, try to find him.
Oh, girl, you got to bail.
Yeah, are you at the right? Because there's Dunkin's and Starbucks is everywhere. Are you at the right one?
It was the same exact one we were at last.
You're at the one you met him at, and he said, I'll meet you here next month. He probably forgot, y'all. Like, it was a week later.
I know
later.
You know how to get here.
I say you got to wait. You know what?
No.
It's raining outside. It's a little weird. Like, people get weird when it rains. There's birds crashing into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. That the is apocalypse true. Is happening uptown where you are right now. So things are just a little off. I mean, what's the difference? What time do you have to leave for work?
I mean, not for like another 30 minutes.
Okay.
35.
Well, let me ask you this. Is he hot?
I mean, I wouldn't wake up at 5 a.m. to get ready.
Fair question.
It doesn't even matter at this point. He's 35 minutes late.
I'm like on cup three of coffee.
I think
he's going to show up and I'm just going to be like,
guys, I really like, think
whoa,
he forgot.
No.
I'll tell you what. Let's turn it over to the MRL show fam. Let's do a people poll. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a people poll, Bree, and we'll line up the calls. And should Bree stay or go from the coffee shop? Her date is now, what, he was supposed to be there at 6:30. It's now 7:08. So
almost 40 minutes late.
I say stay. Something happened, and he's going to be there.
That's, y'all, that's not 15 minutes late. That's 40 minutes late.
He could have overslept.
You want to do it that way, Bree?
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of people that will call on the people poll will be like, hey, you know what? My date was late. Now we're married. You know what happens all the time on our show.
704-570-9595. Bree is waiting on a date. Should she wait? It's in your hand.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, the Ren Morning Show, trying to help listener family member Bree out. She is at a coffee shop. And she was supposed to be on a date, a coffee date, at 6:30 this morning. It's now 7:11. No guy. He has not shown up. Is that still true, Bree? He's still not there.
Yeah, I did a quick peek. Oh, man, I'm losing my mind here, guys.
That's okay. Yeah, you had 2 minutes and 44 seconds during Truth Hurts for him to show up, and he didn't show up. So we're going to do a quick people poll. We're going to ask the people. Bree will ask the people if the truth hurts, if you should stay or go, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, let's talk with Nicole and Charlotte. What do you think? You're on the phone with Bree. Go ahead and tell her your advice.
Hi, Bree. I honestly think that at this point you should leave because he's had a grace period, but like a doctor's office, 30 minutes, could have let you know on something, text, call, nothing. You should leave and show you have some good standards that you're not going to wait around on them.
Mm. Well, now, I don't think, Bree, he doesn't have your number. You don't have his. Like, there's no way to contact him, right?
Right. Oh, I would have been blowing his phone up like 20 minutes ago if I hadn't.
Really? You would have? Okay.
All right, this is Joe and Charlotte. You're on with Bree.
Hey, the scenario of if I just would have waited 5 more minutes and he ended up showing up right after she leaves, I would wait till the last minute, and then you know for sure. Otherwise, she's going to be thinking all day long, what if I just would have stayed?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of my thought. Like, you're in it. Just stick it out. Then when you see him the next time at the coffee shop, be like, no, thanks. You didn't show.
So that's what some people are texting in, and they're going back and forth. That some people are saying if you leave, it gives you the upper hand for the next time you see him. You can kind of, like, wear it on him.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Already setting up to be, like, wearing it out.
But guys, I really just think he forgot. Like, they don't have each other's numbers. There was no way for her to remind him or for him to remind her. This was a week ago they met, and they were supposed to meet today. Like, dude is still sleeping, probably.
Larissa's got a good thing to say here. Hey, Larissa.
Hey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Last call on this real quick. What do you want to say to Bree?
Bree, go ahead and go, but leave your information with the cashier. Tell them what happened and make sure they know the guy's name and just go ahead and go. No need to wait.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
Thanks,
yeah.
Larissa. The other thing, too, is that Bree doesn't have to be at work for another 15 minutes. So what's she going to do? It's raining uptown.
I know, but what is she supposed to do? Wait around for this dude who, like, clearly doesn't care enough to show up on time?
What if he's hot? Stick it out just for a few more minutes.
Listen, Dallas is habitually late too, but there is no way under God's green earth that I would be waiting 40 minutes for him to show up to our first date.
But then you see things like 803 Bree texts in and says, I was late for my first date with my current girlfriend. We've been together for a year and a half. You know, things like happens.
How late?
Stay. Then you'll have done everything. You have no regrets. Like, I don't know, Lauren. Like, stay until you have to leave for work.
No, but don't be desperate. You don't need a date that bad. You're going to wait 40 minutes for someone to show up.
Just keep streaming the show. Roy's about to do a senseless survey, Bree, so you'll have a good laugh over that. What are you doing in your senseless, Roy?
So in this senseless, I only ask the guy what's the difference between a book and a novel, and he goes off on me.
Okay, so there you go. So whatever you got to do, you got to update us and let us know what you did, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Bree.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Loren's Dirty coming up in 1 minute and 30 seconds. But first,
you used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Zach. Zach Attack. Anyone ever say that to you? I bet you get that all the time. Zach Attack.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it has to be so annoying. Listen, it's Mr. Brown. You at Census Bureau, you're on a recorded line for quality assurance. Listen, we're wrapping up the 2019 paperwork, and I have a couple questions that's missing, and I got to get that submitted in. And I'm going to level with you, Zach Attack. I didn't want to go to your house. I was feeling a little lazy today, so I thought I could knock these questions out over the phone.
All right.
Why did Sally sell seashells by the seashore when you can easily pick them up if you're by the seashore anyway?
That's a great question. I have no idea. Is that even a question on the Census Bureau?
I read what's given to me, Zachary.
Can you quit calling me Zachary? Only my mom calls me that, please.
Of course, Zachary. No problem. Do you like devil's food cake or angel cake? Angel's food cake.
Angel's food cake.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of you that wants the devil.
All right.
So what's the difference between a novel and a book?
What's the difference between a dick and a asshole?
Well, Zachary, technically, they're located in different parts. One's on the butt and the other one's in the front.
Wow.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I can tell right off the bat that dude was grumpy.
Yeah, he was not feeling you. All right.
Okay, Lorette.
Felicity Huffman, she reported for jail yesterday. Now, she could have waited until the 25th of this month to start her 14-day sentence in her college admission scandal where she paid $15,000 to have her daughter's SAT scores boosted. But she decided to report early, and she'll be staying right outside of San Francisco at the all-women's correctional facility out there. Now, she will not be released on good behavior because sentences less than 1 year in the federal system, you're not eligible. So she will have to wait out her true 14 days. She'll also have to pay $30,000 in a fine, have a 1 year probation period, and she'll have to do 250 hours of community service.
Why does it sound like she's checking into a spa? Like she checked in early. Anyone else gets dragged by the cops in handcuffs?
Remember we talked about it. She was going to have tanning.
Yeah. So there was a rumor going on that she was going to be able to have a tanning bed in there, and that's not exactly what is the truth. She's allowed to go outside and tan for 20 minutes a day, but she's not getting an actual tanning booth inside herself. Okay.
Oh, she chose to go early.
Right. Lizzo is facing more charges of plagiarism for her Truth Hurts song. And Justin Raisin, it was a producer, he says, on the track. And he says that he actually wrote the line, just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100%. You know the rest. And he says that he wrote that lyric and he was not properly credited. He also said that he worked on a demo called Healthy and he was not credited on that either. So he is looking for monetary compensation. Travis Scott may have to undergo the knife after jumping up and down on stage and dislocating his knee. He saw a doctor, an orthopedic surgeon in Los Angeles, to see if he needed surgery. Now, the doctor wants to wait it out, but Travis just wants to go right ahead and have the surgery so he's able to play basketball as soon as possible. Oh. Yeah. And Justin Bieber revealed that he has a gluten allergy. Poor thing. He says that he'll have to put down the Coronas. So unless Corona makes a gluten-free beer for him, this is a sad day.
Oh, no.
So sorry to hear it, Justin. That is your Dirty for Now.
Unless we can't beat the Wren. 704-570-9595. 4 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Madison. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorette Morning Show.
Hi.
You're playing Can't Beat Lorette today.
Yay. It's my first time ever.
Ooh, I love freshies.
Oh.
All right, Madison, let's see how you do.
Okay, get out of the studio.
Okay, I'm going.
All right, she's walking out of the studio. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Madison, playing for everyone up there in Hickory, Miley Cyrus's new boyfriend dropped a new song that she's loving. Miley Cyrus played what Disney character?
Hannah Montana.
El Camino was released on Netflix last week and continues the story of Breaking Bad. True or false? Breaking Bad was also a Netflix original.
True.
Frozen 2 is going to be in theaters next month and everyone's super excited about it. Who voices the character Elsa?
Oh, gosh. I'm clueless on that one.
All right. Question 4. Jennifer Aniston joined Insta and her first post was a picture of a cast reunion of what iconic sitcom that she played Rachel on?
Friends.
And Bebe Rexha just dropped a video for her new single, Can't Stop the Girl, for the new Disney movie, Maleficent. Who stars as Maleficent?
Angelina Jolie.
All right, come on in, Lorette.
Good?
Yep.
You got 3 correct.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Madison.
Let's see how Lorette does. Miley Cyrus's new boyfriend dropped a new song that she's loving. Miley Cyrus played what Disney character?
She was Hannah Montana.
1-1.
And El Camino was released on Netflix last week. It continues the story of Breaking Bad. True or false? Breaking Bad was also a Netflix original.
False.
That is correct. It originally aired on AMC. Unfortunately, Madison said true. It's 2-1.
All right. Frozen 2 is going to be in theaters next month, and everyone's super excited. Who voices the character Elsa?
Idina Menzel.
That is correct. No answer from Madison. 3-1.
Madison said that's not her thing. Jennifer Aniston just joined Instagram, and her first post was a picture of a cast reunion of what iconic sitcom in which she played the character Rachel?
Friends.
That is correct. It's currently 4-2.
And Bebe Rexha just dropped a video for her new single, Can't Stop the Girl, for the new Disney movie Maleficent. Who stars as Maleficent in the feature film?
Angelina Jolie.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. Lorraine, you got 5 wins.
Madison, I'm sorry. It was your first time, though. We'll give you a pass.
I know. It's okay. I am Madison from Hickory, and I cannot beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Madison.
All right. Have a good day.
It's Confession Wednesday. We're taking your confessions free of charge. Get those skeletons out of your closet. Call KISS 704-570-9595.
Not only are we taking your confessions free of charge, but you could also get Gravediggers Ball tickets. And that's coming October 26th, starring Diplo. If you want these tickets, just by calling in, your confession gets on the air. You're in the running for these tickets. So, to kick Confession Wednesday off, back by popular demand, we're going to start with Anonymous in Salisbury.
So I am pumping for my baby, and sometimes I just happen to do at work and take a quick nap or a little baby break for mom.
So when you're pumping at work, you take like a little nap?
Sometimes, you know, multitask, get a quick little shut eye.
I'm not even mad at you. I was so tired as a like first time mom.
Yeah, you have to do every 2 to 3 hours.
So, how long have you been back to work since the baby?
A month.
Trying to add up the amount of hours she's costing her company, Lorraine. How many times do you pump while at work?
3.
Okay.
I'll say, it's hard to do stuff while you're pumping, too, because, like, I mean, you've got, like, another... First of all, the girls were already enlarged. And then you have another, like, I don't know, 8 inches in front of that with your pump. It's hard to, like, reach your computer or, like, do anything else other than, like, maybe do work on your phone. So I say it's okay to take a little cat nap.
All right, Anonymous.
Yeah, well,
thank you for the confession. You're in the running for the Gravediggers Ball tickets. Now, how are you going to get out there with the baby? You got a sitter lined up for October 26th if you win?
You know what? Grandma's always available, so.
There you go.
Now, right. You have to pump and dump.
Well, thank you so much, Anonymous. 704-570-9595. It's Confession Wednesday. Okay, Anonymous, welcome to Confession Wednesday.
I was in college, and I came back on fall break and actually moved furniture with my friend's mom.
Ooh.
How well did you know the mom? Never mind the friend.
Pretty well. I mean, he's a buddy of mine that I've known for a long time. So, I knew her pretty well.
I assume that your buddy doesn't know about this.
No.
I'm wondering who started it, like who initiated the contact. Was it like you that crushed on her all these years, or was she looking for a nice, strong young boy to come change a light bulb?
I mean, I definitely thought she was, like real nice looking and stuff, but she honestly, like at that time in the, you know, on fall break, she put the move on me.
Really?
You know, yeah, it was awkward, but what am I going to do? I was 22 years old, you know.
How long ago was this, by the way?
About 12 years ago.
Okay.
Have you seen mom since?
I've seen just like, you know, at downtown or in passing or, you know, actually there was like a neighbor barbecue thing, but no, not really.
Have you moved furniture again?
Sorry. I have not.
One time, one and done.
That's it, man. It was a stupid thing. I don't feel good about it, but I just got to come clean, you know. It's one of those things that just kind of hangs up on you and it's like, oh, crap.
All right. Thanks for confessing, man.
Yes, sir.
704-570-9595. We got those Gravediggers Ball tickets for you. October 26th, Uptown, featuring Diplo. Now, we got to remind everyone that the ticket prices are going to increase at midnight tonight. So not only are you going to get them free by calling and getting confessions on the air, one lucky person who gets a confession on the air will get these tickets, but you're also not going to have to mess with that price increase if you don't get in before midnight tonight.
Now, if you want to buy your tickets, you can do so right now at kiss951.com. But it is Confession Wednesday. When we come back, we'll do another round.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss95.1. We are the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
So there's a woman who sent us a DM who is keeping a secret, I guess you could say. She just started dating a guy, and here's what she said in the DM. I have been dating the same guy for the last month, and I found out that he wants to watch one horror movie a weekend, and I hate horror movies. Mm. She said, I sat through three so far, but was cringing the whole time, and I don't want to tell him because we just met. So she's keeping the secret that she absolutely despises horror movies because she doesn't want to unimpress her new boyfriend.
I kind of get where she's coming from.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm sitting here thinking, like, let's say that you had a fear of heights, but you were dating someone that wanted to, like, go hiking, you know, like Crowder's Mountain or Godfather Mountain or something like that.
So when you just make an excuse that you couldn't go?
No, you have to because you just met. You got to put your best person out there. Right, Roy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but if she just told him that, like, she didn't like horror movies, maybe he would pick something a little less scary to watch. Like, maybe it would still be a horror movie, but maybe it wouldn't be so frightening.
I know what he's doing. It's trending on social media. Everybody's posting. They're doing, like, one horror movie a weekend, and then they post about it on Twitter.
Yeah,
on
it's
Twitter.
Halloween.
Yeah.
That's what you do. But if you don't like the stuff, just vocalize it.
Like, I mean, maybe ask to watch The Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, you know what I mean? Like, something that's like...
I mean, watch Home Alone.
Not scary, but it's so Halloween-y.
It's so scary when Kevin's home alone. I don't know. I kind of get it. I wonder if there's anyone else that has, like, a fear of something and you're hiding it for some reason. 704-570-9595. Like, maybe you have a fear of flying and...
So and yet you date someone who's like a world traveler?
Yeah.
Why? But why lie about it? Because you think that might be a deal breaker for that person?
Yes.
Like, for me, if you couldn't travel, yes, that would be a deal breaker. But if you couldn't watch a scary movie, I'd be like, okay, we can watch something else.
Yeah, but I kind of get what Paula's coming from because she's like, hey, we just met and I don't want to start. You know, you want everything to go smooth when you first meet.
Yeah, but then you start these lies and you got to keep them up. And then it's like... The whole relationship's a facade.
No. Here's what happens. She's dating this guy, Paula.
She's trying to impress him.
She impresses him. So she makes it through October. Cringes, hates Freddy Krueger, but makes it through October, right? Then all of a sudden, November comes, and she's like, hey, let's watch a couple Hallmark flicks. Well, he doesn't want to watch Hallmark flicks, but he's going to do it anyway because they're liking each other.
No, probably not. He's probably not going to watch those Hallmark flicks. But if she tells him ahead of time that she doesn't like the scary movies, and she watches the scary movies anyway, then she's got an ace in the hole.
Right, my point is, if you could be the judge on this, is that in December, they're both going to laugh and be like, I hated horror movies. Well, I hated holiday movies. Ah, look, now we're honest with each other. We made it through that tough patch. That's all.
Yours does sound like a Hallmark movie, like where everything aligns. Yeah. Sounds cute.
Let's see. Producer Nicole's grabbing a couple calls. Somebody loves the way you talk about relationships, Roy.
Really?
Area code 704 said, the way that Roy talks about people's relationships or whenever he makes comments at Cheaters during War of the Roses, I feel like he has such a healthy view on how relationships should be. I love to hear it. Love you, Roy.
Do I? I sometimes wonder myself if I have a good view of relationships. I know I'm not perfect. I can tell you that much.
Another person with area code 704 just texted says that they have a fear of clowns, and they went to a fair, and the clown was there, freaked out.
Listen, if I'm scared about anything, you're going to know it. And by the way, we don't even have to be dating. Y'all in the room, if I'm scared about something, you're going to, anyone. If I'm scared, you're going
to
know it.
Don't you think if she tells him, though, then she can, like, really cuddle up to him while they watch? And, like, maybe it would work in her favor.
Melissa and Charlotte, what do you think?
Well, I mean, okay, so I am afraid of, like, being in a movie theater, like, period. Like, I don't like being in a dark, crowded room with all these people I don't know. And my boyfriend, he loves going to the movies. And so I kind of use my son as an excuse that we can't go to a late movie. And we have to go to matinees so that it's not so crowded. So.
And your boyfriend has no idea that you have a fear of going to the movies?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, she doesn't. Okay, and how long have you guys been together?
6 months.
Okay, 6 months, hiding the fear.
I know, but they could just wait to see the
Thanks,
movies.
Melissa.
when they come out, you know, and she could watch them at home. Like, my husband hates movies. We never go to the movies. I go by myself.
I love going to the
movies. I do, too.
You guys will go to the movies together.
Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm.
Without me.
Yes.
And I'm okay with that. You also go to the movies alone, which is kind of weird,
what?
Too.
I love going to the movie by myself.
I want
to
talk about that because Roy mentioned something the other day in passing, I think after the show, where you had mentioned that you were the only one at the theater.
Oh, I actually try to plan for that.
Oh, that's crazy. All right, we're going to talk about that coming up.
Still to come.
That. No, we're going to talk about that. And then on top of that, we do have a senseless survey. Now, I asked the guy what's the difference between a novel and a book, and he goes off. And I didn't think that was going to be the question that makes this guy cuss me out. You have to hear this brand new Central Survey in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's Random Survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Zach. Zach Attack. Anyone ever say that to you? I bet you get that all the time. Zach Attack.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it has to be so annoying. Listen, it's Mr. Brown. You at Census Bureau, you're on a recorded line for quality assurance. Listen, we're wrapping up the 2019 paperwork, and I have a couple questions that's missing, and I got to get that submitted in. And I'm going to level with you, Zach Attack. I didn't want to go to your house. I was feeling a little lazy today, so I thought I could knock these questions out over the phone.
All right.
Why did Sally sell seashells by the seashore when you can easily pick them up if you're by the seashore anyway?
That's a great question. I have no idea. Is that even a question on the Census Bureau?
I read what's given to me, Zachary.
Can you quit calling me Zachary? Only my mom calls me that, please. Oh,
of course, Zachary. No problem. Do you like devil's food cake or angel cake? Angel's food cake.
Angel's food cake.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of you that wants the devil.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right.
So what's the difference between a novel and a book?
What's the difference between a dick and a
novel? Well, Zachary, technically, they're located in different parts. One's on the butt and the other one's in the front.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
All right. I told you yesterday that Harry Styles was going to have to confront his stalker in court and testify against him.
I don't know how you could just move on, Lorraine. That was very disturbing.
I know. You know, sometimes you just gotta.
Yeah, keep the show going.
All right. So he did have to confront his stalker in court yesterday, and it looks like his testifying did the trick because the man was found guilty.
His test of what?
Testify.
Ah. You see where my brain is.
He says that the man said that he never intended any harm. He was just offering me money, and I figured I'd kind of try to keep it going. He said, I didn't have any feelings for him. I'm not in love with him. This was a miscommunication, but the man will be sentenced on October 21st.
Okay.
Now, Katy Perry, she lost her copyright trial over her song Dark Horse, and I've got an update. Now, the courts have ordered Katy and her collaborations to pay $2.78 million in damages. Now, Katy is, of course, appealing that, but that's still the ruling as of now.
It's a nice chunk of change.
It's a very nice chunk of change. And Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson are, of course, going strong in their new relationship. And she posted on social media a little clip of one of his songs with the caption, Drop It, Baby. It's called Golden Thing, and it's actually not half bad.
Radiant hand, vibrant sand, I'm shy.
It's a golden thing she's got.
Yeah, he's got a nice voice, yeah. But, you know.
Like I said, I think he's social climbing, and he's just really going to have to prove his worth to me.
Okay.
Like, I'm Miley's big sister, right?
Yeah, I know.
Like, she cares what I think.
You're her manager.
Yeah.
All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
So we get up really early for our jobs, and maybe you get up pretty early, too, where your significant other gets to sleep in a little bit. Well, I found an alarm clock. It's called the Shake and Wake Silent Alarm. It's kind of like a wristwatch that you wear to sleep. And instead of beeping when it's time to get up, it starts to vibrate. So that way it'll just wake you up and not wake your significant other up.
Mm.
Yeah. So
sounds creepy to have somebody grabbing you and touching your wrist, but okay.
No, but I mean, I guess once you get used to it, you would know. I sleep with my phone under my pillow so I don't wake everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, deafening when it goes off, but it's $20, and I'll have all the information up for you at kiss951.com.
I still wake up to Kiss. I hear music when I wake up.
That would not wake me up.
And I love it. I get it right away, and I start singing.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Dancing with the stranger.
And your wife doesn't mind that?
She doesn't hear it.
How about this? I don't have an alarm anymore. I just wake up.
That's crazy. You got issues, bud.
You are flirting with danger, sir.
Speaking of Roy flirt, Roy did something at the movie theater the other day that he said in passing off the air yesterday that we've got to talk about on the air. We'll talk to Roy in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy the Rim Morning Show.
Lauren, do you know Roy prefers going to a movie under these circumstances?
I think I'm the same way. I think it's by himself, right?
By himself. Literally by himself, like he's the only one in the theater.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't mind that.
That's so creepy.
Whenever Strong and I go to the movies, we try to wait for the movie to be out for like a month and a half when it's about to be kicked out and it's in the smaller theater, and then we'll go. Because here, it's a whole thing.
I love getting to it, bud. We got time.
If I go in when it's a hot movie, I have to buy an extra seat because I have to put my popcorn somewhere. I don't want to hold my popcorn the whole time, and it's too gross to put in the floor. So I need another seat to put my popcorn and my snacks.
All right.
So now, I know it's only $9 for that seat, but that's a lot of money. That adds
up. Only $9? That's a lot. That's
a lot of money just for a seat. So then what I'll try
and
to...
And your popcorn's like $10. It's a whole thing.
And we go out. Like, when I go to the movies, we do the whole thing. But you know. So, plus we sneak stuff in. It's like a whole buffet table to the left.
Smorgasbord.
I actually need the entire theater for all of my things.
I'm pretty sure why.
Pretty sure we have a charcuterie board over there.
A chef. Sir, can I get you anything else? No, this is an important part.
But if we go to a small theater where it's on the way out, I don't have to buy that extra seat because I know most likely no one's going to sit right beside me.
Okay. Well,
especially if you go to a matinee and it's right about to leave the theater, there's nobody in there.
Okay, to me, to go watch a movie, and by the way, if you're like Roy and Lauren, give us a shout, 704-570-9595. Get in on this conversation because I think it's creepy to be the only one in the theater watching a movie.
Oh, what?
I don't think I would stay. I got to be honest with you.
What?
I wouldn't. Oh, my God. That's Creepville.
I went to a scary movie, and all I heard was people like getting into their bags, like ruffling their bags around, and it took the scariness away from it. Like, is this scary?
No, I get that.
Yeah.
But, Manny, like, what are you going... Are you going to go back up to customer service and say, hey, there's nobody in the theater. Can I have my money back?
No, I would avoid going at the times that you guys are going. I wouldn't go to see a movie that's almost out of the theater like that.
Yeah, but you just said, like, I wouldn't stay.
I wouldn't.
But what would
I'd eat the ticket.
Are you you're eating?
Oh, it's creepy. I'll put it to you.
$40 worth of seats?
40? I mean, no.
But you've got probably, well, are you going by yourself? Because let's say it's you and Amanda.
Okay.
Now you bought popcorn. You bought your seats. You're $40 in, man, with two drinks.
I don't know. I think they should stop showing the movie if there's two people in the theater, to be honest with you.
What?
I mean, the cost to run the projector, I don't know what it is. But if I worked at Warner Brothers or Universal, one of the big movie houses, I'd be like a minimum of 10 people in the theater or the movie's not showing. How many times have you been to a movie where either you or you and Sterling were the only ones in the theater?
More than I can account.
You seriously? Yeah. Seriously?
There may be one other person really, really far away from us, but yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
A lot of people are texting in saying that they love that empty theater, man. It's like being in your own home.
And, like, there's this whole other side to it where I'm not saying that, like, how do I say this? It's a little different. We feel a little different cuddling in a movie theater if there's a lot of people in there because you just don't know what gay bashers or homophobic people, you know, we don't know who's near you.
Yeah, that's sad. I get it, though.
And so we feel more comfortable when there's less people.
When there's less people, don't you feel the need to, like, kick off your shoes and, like, get way more comfortable as you are in the theater? See, that's disgusting.
Why?
You're not at home.
I ain't taking off my shoes, but...
I can put my feet up then.
Yeah, I do that.
You could do that if there's 10, 15 people in the theater. You don't have to be in the theater alone. I think something bad's going to happen if you're in the theater with just either yourself or another person.
No, enjoy the extra space. You know, use four seats if you need to.
Okay.
Yeah, put your candies all around.
All right. Y'all, don't mess up Roy's afternoon matinee movie schedule. Nobody go see a movie today at 3:15 in the afternoon, please.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. Or the Meaning One of the Rim Morning Show.
So, Americans apparently have a lot of shopping regret, and there was a new survey done. Obviously, I was not one of the people that they surveyed because I have no regrets. I just have a shopping problem. My therapy is not kicked in yet. So, but the average person regrets over $2,000 worth of purchases every single year. And 70.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. But wait until you hear that. Like some of the breakdowns here. 76% of Americans admit to feeling guilty after making an impulse purchase. And it takes about 9 hours for the average person to feel that regret. Some of the regretful things that they've ordered was ordering food or drinks, big time ticket technology. So I guess like computers, iPhones.
Oh, yeah. And what did you just say yesterday?
I want the new phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you just got a new MacBook. You love all the new...
The MacBook Air.
I mean,
in the car.
You bought a used computer that was falling apart.
Yes.
The company paid for that, didn't they? Thank you, Beasley.
Speaking of hiding purchases, 56% of people say that they hide purchases from family members because they're embarrassed. I just hide mine so I don't get in trouble. 34% of people say that they regret vacations.
Mm.
That they regret buying video games and fad items.
I have a little bit of a shopper's regret. I bought a water toothpick or a water...
The water pick? Have you ever used it? Never used it. Really?
It's not even out of the box.
Why don't you turn around and sell it?
Seems like a whole thing.
It's going to make your gums bleed because you don't floss on a normal basis.
It's going to be a whole mess. Yeah. Bloody mess.
I like Amanda because Amanda will ask me before she does the impulsive buy, my wife. And it's usually for the kids. Nice. It's really nothing for us. It's like, hey, does Ruby need the new play gym for the upstairs playroom? I go, no. She's going to walk around it. She'll look at it. She'll tip it over and then walk away. That's what my Ruby does, my 15-month-old.
Yeah, but your wife is really good about, like, purging things, too. Like, when she's done with it, she sells it on, like, Facebook Marketplace, which is really smart.
That is true.
I think that's so funny. I love that she runs it by you. I think Sterling wishes I would run my purchases by you.
Me too.
I did date someone who we were up. This was like when we were in our young partying years, and we were up watching an infomercial in the middle of the night, and it was like the CD, the entire Rolling Stones music catalog. And it was like 9 easy payments of 1995. And for some reason...
Sounded like a good idea.
Yeah, the girl I was dating was like, I gotta get that. She was hammered. She got her credit card. She called. She got it. And I remember being like, hey, did you ever get that Rolling Stones thing? She goes, yes. What was that all about? I go, you don't remember? She's like, no, I really have no memory. I was like, yeah, you were pretty drunk that night and you ordered it. We got to know about your regrets, though, like your purchase regrets. This is a spot, you know, we did Confession Wednesday about an hour ago. This will be part two. Come clean about it. Maybe a little therapy for you.
704-570-9595. What is your purchase regret?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
95.1. We are the Meaning Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Nicole, are you going to post that? Can you post?
Twitter.
It's on Twitter? At the MRL Show? All right, sweet. Go to At the MRL Show on Twitter. A little boy caught his parents moving furniture, and then he mimics what he heard.
Oh.
And it's hilarious hearing it come from the boy. So go check that out at the MRL show on Instagram. I'm sorry, on Twitter. Hey, every once in a while, we have our interns in the back pull some crazy things that they find on Reddit. Reddit is where all good things happen. And there's some strange questions on Reddit. And they wanted us to ask each other these questions. We'll just do a couple off the top of our head while we have a minute. You ready?
Okay. No.
What's a nickname that you once had that you liked or hated?
I used to be called Buster Brown.
Oh, all the time. Did you hate that?
That was what my grandpa used to call me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I hated Vinnie Brown. I was called Vinnie Brown one time. That was a radio character name.
What about you?
I had a lot of hair when I was born, and my whole family called me Chicken Head. Yeah, and I'm like, y'all know that that's like not a nice term nowadays, right? Like,
but do chickens have a lot of hair on their head?
It would like all stuck straight up. Mm. Yeah,
I would have called you Cousin It.
I don't know. Oh, it wasn't like over my. It was straight up.
Oh, okay, then I get the chicken look. Okay, like the Mohawk look.
Yeah.
I got you. Mine, since my last name is Maney, everybody called me Maniac. Teachers.
And you don't like that?
No.
Is that why you don't tell people? Because I would think that that would be your go-to to explain your last name to people.
Because no one pronounces it correct.
Like Maney, like Maniac? Yeah. Loren, you think I should say that?
That's what I tell people when they ask how to say your last name.
Because you say like May and the knee, right?
I say like the month and the body part. Maney.
Okay, that's not bad either.
The last thing you ate is your nickname. What is it?
Oatmeal.
Mine's banana.
Boiled eggs.
Nicole, what's the last thing you ate? That's your nickname.
Shrimp.
What? You ate shrimp this morning?
Yeah.
It's funny when it's your nickname, though, because she's not shrimp.
What's up, shrimp?
What are you laughing at, boiled egg? let's see. There's a bunch of them here. Which product did you try because you saw the commercial and it looked good? I'm going first. What did I tell you I was going to do yesterday after we left the Renaissance Festival?
Oh, get that Burger King pretzel burger.
I went and found a Burger King in Huntersville and tried the pretzel burger.
Yeah, was it good?
It was okay. Not great. I had high expectations for it.
Okay.
But it was good because I love pretzels.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the last thing I tried was. Like, I don't watch a ton of TV. And when I do, it's usually DVR'd, so I'm zipping through commercials anyway.
Okay. Yeah. What about a product like on Insta or, you know, something that like you just saw an advertisement for?
Mm.
Nothing?
Roy, you go. Let me think.
Oh, my medicated soaps.
Medicated soaps.
I've been exploring the wonderful world of medicated soaps. I got rough arms. I'm trying to soften them.
Okay, I got one.
All right.
It's called Private Society or Secret Society, but they're highlighters that J-Lo uses, and I saw her makeup artist use it, and I ordered it online, but it's called the Glow Getter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Nicole, do you want to play? Is there a product that you saw a commercial for and you went out and bought it?
No.
No?
I barely buy things.
That's awesome.
I barely buy things. I don't know. That's so funny.
I have a lot of things saved, like on Instagram, you know, where you can, like, save posts. I have probably 100 things saved, but I, for whatever reason, I get paid twice a month and never have any money.
Well, come in and sit down next to Loren. She'll make that purchase for you, okay? She'll show you how to buy it.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.